We have Larry Weber on the phone now. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Yeah, let's take advantage of it before I lose the contact. Okay. Yes, well, did you get a pretty good snow there?
Yeah, we did, actually. I'm not quite sure how many inches, but at my house, maybe 3-4.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I thought you would have more. There were places that got as much as 10 or 12, I guess. But we got about 4 here, and it's absolutely amazing. You know, a week ago today, I talked to you, and I mentioned how I had walked on the ice on the lake, and that the lake was completely covered with ice. Well, 5 straight days of 50 degrees made a change with that. and the ice was completely gone as recently as yesterday. And with the hard northwest wind lapping up all the waves, it didn't look like it was going to form again very soon. But the skies cleared and it calmed, and this morning the lake was completely covered with ice again, and I was able to walk on the ice again. So quite a fascinating change. Mm-hmm. Had I seen it a week ago and then not seen it at all and then seen it again today, I would have thought, well, it just remained ice covered. But boy, that was quite an amazing change. Also, another interesting tidbit, the temperature on Thanksgiving Day, the high temperature of the day was 52 degrees, and that happened about noon, and that tied a record. Now, once again, it's a little hard to believe when you step out, as I did this morning, here to 0 degrees we had at our house. Quite an amazing, amazing change. It's almost like we jumped from October to December. So, we are now in the week from today is going to be the first day of December, so we are in the last week of November, and it's hard to believe when you're out in 0 degrees that the temperature for the month has actually been above normal, but we have been, and so far above that during the next several days, it's going to have to get pretty chilly to bring that average down to less than normal, but it's possible, but not very likely. We're also behind normal, despite the fact of the rain and the snow. We're behind normal for precipitation. That's been the name of the game for the last several months. Snowfall-wise, we've gotten quite a bit more than we had earlier, but still we have a ways to go to be back to normal. With this snow coming and this temperature, I'm wondering if this is going to be permanent. It's not unusual at all that we have a snowfall that falls around Thanksgiving that just stays for the rest of the season. So we'll see. I was even able to get out and do a little cross-country skiing on it yesterday, so that's always a sign of the changing seasons. I hope you had a chance to get out after dark last night. We had an absolutely fascinating night. It got cold, but with the gibbous moon, it was very bright. It was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. Mm-hmm. The moon is going to continue to get brighter. We are having the full moon on the night of the 28th. Jupiter is putting on quite a show lately, too. Jupiter is visible in the eastern sky after dusk, and then visible again in the morning in the western sky. Venus is visible in the early morning eastern sky. The darkness, we're getting plenty of hours of darkness because the 25th, which is tomorrow, we hit the time of 9 hours of daylight and the 15 hours of non-daylight, and that continues to grow now as we get into December. So we get plenty of time for getting out and looking in the stargazing. Meanwhile, during the daylight hours, the bird feeders have been remaining very active. Yesterday, no less than 9 kinds of birds came around. Most of them are the usual, but I did get a couple of surprises. We still have a red-bellied woodpecker that's been hanging around. Red-bellied woodpeckers about 10 years ago would have gotten a lot of people's attention, but they have slowly been moving their range further north, and we get one almost every winter, so we'll see if this one remains. We're also getting both the red-breast and white-breast nuthatch, and once again, we'll see if they remain. Last year, we didn't have red-breast nuthatches. Probably the biggest surprise, though, yesterday was the first redpoll of the season, which really surprised me. Redpolls have been around for a couple of weeks, but redpolls almost never come to bird feeders before about the 1st of January. I think what happened here is they usually arrive in flocks, and they tend to go to birch trees and alder trees and feed on the seeds in those flocks. And then finally, when it weather settles in a little bit colder about the first of the year, they'll go to bird feeders. But this one must have gotten separated from the flock. And so it came in on its own. And so it was good to see it. It was out there again this morning. Also, with the new snow cover, it was good to get out and see animal tracks. Plenty of activity from deer and rabbits and squirrels and mice all leaving their marks on it. I went down to the lake to check to see if I could see turtles swimming under the ice like I did last week. No, they were not there. I wouldn't doubt if they are somewhere around, but not where I looked. That's always an interesting thing to see. Also, the ice is so completely clear now, too. We got snow, but we got the snow before the ice came. And so we got nice, clear ice right now. So if it's nice, it gets nice and thick, this will be a good play time and one of the few times to get out to do some ice skating on it. Also of note, and this is something I'm going to be watching more as we go through the winter, I've noticed a number of trees that normally would have berries don't have berries. I have been searching lately for high bush cranberries, and there are virtually none around. And the same way in the swamps with the winterberry holly. Mountain ash seem to have fewer. So the crab apples look good, the hawthorns look good, the sumacs look good. But we'll see what that's going to bring as we get now through a little bit more of winter. And next time we speak, we will be in the great month of December.
Indeed.
So have a beautiful weekend.
Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye.
Sure, bye.
Larry Weber joins us every Saturday morning at 9:30 for the Weekend Outdoors segment. He is a retired high school science teacher, twice named Teacher of the Year, and lives in Carlton County on a little farm with his wife. And he has a website you can go to, I think. I'll see if I can get that for you. But he's published books on the North Woods, the butterflies, the fungi, all kinds of things. And he loves spiders. Oh, yes, spiders are his deal. Larry Weber.